Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But I'm glad that we were able to find the president of Aurora Pride. Gwen Cecila joins us on WGN. Hi, Gwen. It's John Williams.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, listen, our understanding is that Pride in Aurora does not want the police to march in uniform. What's the reason for that? I know that you'd allow them to wear T-shirts with the insignia, but why does Aurora Pride not want the cops in uniform?
Well, basically, because of the situation in the world and the deteriorating relationship and trust between people of color and the LGBT community and police, which is unfortunate but undeniable, a lot of people are uneasy around uniforms and official vehicles and weapons and things like that. And so what we wanted to find was a way to sort of have a compromise and sort of build a bridge between the police and everyone else in a way that would allow everyone to be comfortable, but also, you know, still show, you know, what their affiliation is, take pride in their job and things like that. And while being respectful of the rest of the community, we thought this was going to be a good compromise position, but it's been taken as something somewhat different.
Are you thinking about changing your position on it then?
No, not at this time.
And you said build a bridge. Some people see it as burning a bridge. Is it really that traumatic for people to be around uniformed police officers? Or even if it weren't, is this you just sending a signal that the police aren't on our side?
It's less about size, I think it is, than just, you know, again, the respect for trauma. I mean, it can be very serious. I mean, someone doesn't even have to have had an experience firsthand. It can simply be, you know, someone that they know or something, you know, because when you have a situation where, you know, the vast majority of officers, I think we would all agree, you know, have the best of intentions and comport themselves professionally.
And some of them are members of the LGBTQ community, in fact.
Absolutely. And we have no wish to abandon our LGBT siblings in law enforcement. But, you know, we have a situation where there isn't a public perception that misconduct is dealt with, you know, properly, or at least sufficiently. It's hard to know when you see a uniform unless you know that officer, which, you know, you may. If you don't know that officer, you have to kind of go through that calculation in your head. Is this person a threat? Are they friendly? I don't know.
You understand the perceived contradiction, though, that where the parade is about inclusion, this is you mm-hmm. excluding uniformed police.
Well, we are excluding a uniform. We are not excluding people. I mean, they're absolutely welcome to march. It's just that they, you know, this is a step that they can take because at the end of the day, you know, being a police officer is a career and a noble one, but it's something that, you know, was chosen and could be chosen. Something else could be chosen. Whereas, you know, people of color and LGBT people will mm-hmm. be of color and LGBT tomorrow, no matter what.
I'm glad to get your thoughts on that, Gwen. We haven't had a chance to talk. We might again down the road, but okay. In the short period of time we have today, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Gwen Cecila is the president of Aurora Pride.